This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Die res van ons, ons gaan nie, ons bly maar hier so, dat ander mense, hulle is beter en hoër, they can rise up, God can do things through them. We just have different platforms, you know, not everybody can be sitting behind this microphone right now, not everybody can be in Johnny Lowe's position as an evangelist. That's the garden God's given him to tend. This is the garden God's given me to tend. He's given you a garden to tend as well. And it might not look like mine or Johnny's, but that doesn't mean God can't use you in an incredible way to do what you need to do. Not everybody could be a Johnny Lowe. Kan jy glo Johnny Lowe as daar, sou jy kan dink as daar ander Johnny Lowe's is wat besig is om rond te loop? Die wêreld sou mos 'n beter plek wees, né? Môre Johnny.
O, oh, halleluja. My broer, I don't think that South Africa can take more than one Johnny Lowe, you know.
You said it.
It's a kind of a difficult man, but the child of God, Johnny Lowe, I think if I can duplicate a few of them, you know, we can make a big change in South Africa with the grace and the help of God.
Amen,
you know?
To that. Ja, Johnny, ons is lief vir jou. Ek hoop dit gaan goed daar in die Vrystaat. Hoop dinge gaan goed en ons sien uit om te hoor wat jy vir ons het volgende.
Listen, my brother, I'm sitting here in my conference
room,
and there is four beautiful brothers, right, looking at me, and they say hello.
Hello, okay. Hello back to so, you four brothers.
Yeah, they are part of our talk today because they came all the way from one of our departments on the farm, and they are part of our CPI group, and it's my responsibility to look after them and to, you know, to show them the door into the business and what we are all standing for and the vision and what we are serving, and to tell them that we serve God through our business, through our lives, through our work, through our labor. And that is, today I want to talk about choices, my brother. And to talk about choices, I've read something, Brad, that really stood out for me about a week ago. And it really, you know, I want to read it to you. And it says, life is about choices. Marriage is hard. Divorce is hard. You must choose your heart. And then it says, obesity, when you're overweight, is hard. Being fit is hard. You must choose your heart. Being in debt is hard. Being financially disciplined is a hard work. Choose your heart. And then starting a business is hard. Working from 9 to 5 is hard. Choose your heart. Life will never be easy, but you can choose your heart. And this inspired me again. When you are in a leadership position or where you are a normal person just going around your daily routine, it's all about choices. And the moment you influence people's choices, you can help them to grow, or you can keep them captive. Because if you influence people's choices and you don't bring them the truth, you sell them a lie. And if you give people a lie, you make life hard. Okay. And as children of God, we have to, in Sotho, they've got a word called tsepo. And tsepo means confidence. It means hope. And it means trust. Right? And it's our job to influence people every day to give them confidence, hope, and trust. Most of all, that they can choose to follow God, because then they will find true hope. Okay. Yes. In Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, it says, God says, I have placed heaven and earth before you, and I call them as a witness I give you a choice between life and death, between a curse and a blessing. Choose life. Choose life so that it can be good for you and your people around you. And today, my brother, I just see how people make the wrong choices. On the farm, they make the wrong choices. They get paid, they go to the Shabin or they buy beers and they get drunk. Then they come back to work and they test positive and they lose their job. They make wrong choices with their family, with their money. They make wrong choices every day. And then they go into a harder place because of wrong choices. Life is the sum of good choices or bad choices. You are where you are because of your choices, right? Mm. Or you can choose to be a victim. Yeah, I'm a victim. Yeah, Tati, I've been a victim my whole life. Johnny, I've been a victim my whole life. The moment you choose to get out of your mentality of victim and you become the person that God wants you to be, life is still going to be hard, but you choose your heart.
Yeah.
Today, my brother Brad, life is hard. I can't tell you that it's easy peasy on my side. But you know what I've got? I've got the hope, the tsepo of God that is with me and behind me. And his word is guarding me. And his promises that he says, I will send goodness and grace behind you and it will follow you all the days of your life. That is the promise that I hold fast. And then the heart becomes easier. Mm. The heart becomes bearable. The heart I can overcome. And that is my message for today.
Yeah, choose your heart and make good choices. Johnny, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you that you could not only encourage all of us that are listening, but also the four gentlemen sitting with you there today. Much love to them as well. And thank you for leading them and thank you for leading us on this Wednesday morning. Sending you much love and strength. And yeah, life isn't easy for any one of us. I guess it just depends on how we go about it and the attitude we have when we tackle these tough things of life. Thanks Johnny. Goed gaan. Lekker bly daar in die Vrystaat tot volgende keer.
Liefie jou, my vrou kom kuier die naweek uit die Kaap uit, so stuur vir my lekker koue weer saam. Of kry jy warm in die Kaap?
Nee, ja, dis warm vandag en winderig.
Okay, my boetie, liefie julle hoor.
Thanks Johnny, bye.
Okay, Braddy, bye.
Thanks Johnny. Hi Leanne. Leanne says, morning Brad. My encouragement this morning is out of Proverbs 18 verse 10. I like Proverbs. Leanne says this, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run to it, and they are saved. Thanks, Leanne, out there from the Strand. I used to live in the Strand when I was really little. My mother told me I used to sit, crawl around on the sand and try to get into the water, and they had to stop me from getting in the water. So, yes, Somerset West of Strand, to hear where I am right now. What a blessing to be able to get you up and get you going. Almost time for coffee date from 9 through till 11. On your Wednesday morning, your wondrous Wednesday. From the bottom of my heart, you know, just want to say thanks. Thanks for being part of what I've wanted to do here today, and that's just being encouragement to people. And I can't do it alone, and I didn't have to, because you all jumped in there with me. That's family, and that makes me really, really, really happy. Thanks for making me happy today.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.